For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It is West Memphis ball to start the second quarter as Mountain leads 9-8. Ball is up top with Creighton. Now down on the low block to Warren. Warren looking to make a move on Jones. Puts up the hook shot off the glass and in. Xavier Warren with his first 2 points. That's our second lead change this evening as West Memphis is now up 10-9. So we are 25 seconds into the second quarter. Jordan Mitchell checked in for West Memphis in between quarters. Ball goes over to Jones. On the left side, right side, up top to McGee. Over to Gilbert on the left. Up top to, near the top to Sorrell. Sorrell dribbles to the right side. West Memphis in a man-to-man. Sorrell will give it to Jones there on the right wing. Now ball goes to Crawford near the free throw line. Back to Jones there on the wing. Now to Crawford up top. Crawford thought about three. Now instead he's going to drill down to the lane. Going in for the layup. No good. And Xavier Warren will get the rebound, but he's going to be tied up, and Mountain will have the ball in the possession arrow. As West Memphis' second turnover of the night with 6:58 left to play in the first half. It is a one-point West Memphis lead, 10-9 our score. McGee will turn the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into White Gilbert in the left corner. Down to Jones on the low block. He's going to put the hook shot good. Matt Jones with 8 points. Our third lead change tonight. As Mounts Holmes up 11-10, back quickly comes Lewis. He's going to be fouled going into the for the layup and head to the free throw line with 6:47 left. Abe Crawford has picked up his first personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against Mounts Holmes here in the first half. So it will be Jalen Lewis shooting free throws for the first time tonight. He has yet to score this evening. First free throw for Lewis is up. Will not go. So one more free throw for Lewis. Second shot will not go either. He misses both free throws, and Mountain gets the rebound, and they'll keep an 11-10 lead. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Sorrell on the right side. Up top to Crawford, to Gilbert on the left. Now up top to Crawford. Crawford will dribble to the right side. Throws up top to Sorrell. To McGee on the left. Up top to Crawford. Crawford's going to drill down towards the lane. Finds Sorrell there in the on the low block. Back up top to Crawford. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert will dribble to the top. To Crawford on the left side. Up top to McGee. McGee will give it to Gilbert on the right. McGee finds Sorrell down to McGee in the left corner. McGee will drill out to the wing now. Now goes up to the top. Less than 6 minutes left in this first half. McGee with it on the right side. He's going to pull up for the long three. Will not go. And it'll be a foul. He's going to be calling the rebound. Abe Crawford has picked up his second personal foul. That is the last foul Mountain Home has to give this half. The next one will put West Memphis in the bonus. 5:52 left in this first half. Mountain Home up 11-10. Here is Mitchell into the front court. Ball goes up top to Hazley. Over on the right side to Lewis. Across the court pass to Creighton in the left corner. He's going to drill down to the low block. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And Jones going to get the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Less than 5.5 minutes left in this first half. Mountain Home with the ball leading by a point. Gilbert across timeline. Dribbling to the right wing. Throws up top to McGee. McGee's going to try for another three-pointer. This one won't go, and the rebound comes to Warren, and back comes West Memphis. Here is Mitchell quickly back the other way, drilling down to the low block. Now throws up top to Hazley. Hazley's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. Fouls will be called on the rebound against the Blue Devils. That one's going to be on Xavier Warren. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number three against West Memphis here in the first half. Satch Harris going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Abe Crawford. And for West Memphis, Chris Moore and Kylan Sykes will come back in as Jamal Creighton and Xavier Warren will both take a seat. Gilbert into the front court. Less than 5 minutes left of this half. 11-10, Mount Home up. Gilbert dribbling, still dribbling on the right side. Now throws it down to Harris, who has it there on the wing. Up top to Sorrell. Over to McGee on the left. Back to Sorrell. Over to Harris on the right. Harris will give it up top to Jones. Jones going to drill down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. And good. Matt Jones already in double figures with 10 points. 13-10, Mount Home leading it with less than 4.5 minutes left of this first half. Mitchell with it up top for the Blue Devils, dribbling toward the right side, going to the elbow, now dribbling down into the lane, pulling up for the jumper, no good. Moore gets the offensive rebound, tips it back up and in. Chris Moore with 6 points. 13-12, Bombers leading it, 4:05 left in the half. Wyatt Gilbert across the timeline, dribbling toward the left side. Now goes up to the top. Over to Jones on the left. Jones will give it to Harris. Harris still throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert drills towards the right corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Moore gets the rebound. West Memphis has a chance to get the lead back on this possession. Ball goes into the front court to Sykes. He's going into the lane for a layup. He'll be fouled and head to the line for a pair of free throws with 3:40 left of the half. Satch Harris picks up his first personal foul. That is the seventh team foul against the Bombers. West Memphis down the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Kylan Sykes at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. So that is our second tie this evening. One more free throw coming up for Sykes. Second shot is up, and he gets both. Kylan Sykes with his first 2 points this evening. And that is our fourth lead change as West Memphis is back up 14-13. Gilbert crosses the timeline with a little over 3.5 minutes left of the first half. Gilbert drills to the left wing now. Now he's going down towards the lane. Now kicks out to McGee in the corner. McGee's going to drill out to the wing. Now throws up top to Sorrell. Sorrell dribbled to the right side. Gives it to Gilbert near the elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Rolls around in and out. No good. And the rebound's controlled by West Memphis. Here's Moore quickly back the other way, going into the lane. Now kicks it out to Hazley. Hazley loses the ball, goes out of bounds, and West Memphis has committed their third turnover tonight. Checking in for the Blue Devils is Emmanuel Horde, as he'll replace Jalen Lewis. 3:03 left to play in the first half. West Memphis up 14-13. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling on the left side. Now he's going to dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks up top to Jones. Jones will throw it back out to Gilbert. Gilbert will give it to Jones in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes to Manuel Horde. He finds Moore quickly back in the front court going in. Trying for the one-handed slam. No good, but he was fouled on the way up. And he'll head to the free throw line with 2:28 left of the first half. I believe they're going to get Sorrell with that foul. That is Adam Sorrell's second personal foul, 18th foul against Mountain Home. Chris Moore at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 6 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. So one more free throw for Chris Moore to increase West Memphis' lead a little further. Second shot is up and bounce around, will not go. He gets one of two, and Jones gets the rebound, 15-13. West Memphis leading it with less than 2.5 minutes left of this half. Gilbert into the front court. He's going to be fouled crossing the timeline. Kylan Sykes picks up his second personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against the Blue Devils. Sykes will check out of the game as he's replaced by Deion Williams. So Mount Home will inbound it on the baseline with, nope, on the sideline with 2:17 left of the half. His first 2 points of the night. That was Matt Holmes' third turnover this evening. 17-13, West Memphis leading with 2 minutes left of the half. And now Matt Holmes is going to call a timeout. We'll break with 1:57 left. This is a full timeout. West Memphis leading Matt Holmes 17-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Holmes coming out of the timeout as they trail 17-13. Here's McGee with it on the right side. Throws it down to Jones on the low block. Jones looking to make a move over Chris Moore. Now instead he'll try to throw it out to Harris. Pass was stolen by Mitchell, who's going back the other way for the layup. Good. Jordan Mitchell with his first 2 points. That was Matt Holmes' fourth turnover tonight. 1:34 left in the half. 19-13 West Memphis lead. Now Wyatt Gilbert's about to be met by a double team. He'll get it across the timeline to Sorrell. Now Sorrell throws it down to Harris. Now West Memphis has switched to his own defense, and it works as they come up with another steal. Back quickly comes Williams going into the lane for the layup, and he gets it. Deion Williams with his first 2 points, and Mount Tom having to take another timeout. We'll break with 1:10 left to play in the first half. It is West Memphis leading Mount Tom 21-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, whatever happened that first time out for Mountain Home didn't work because they've had two possessions, two turnovers, and it's turned into a couple layups for West Memphis. They now lead 21-13 with a little over a minute left of this first half. Here is Wyatt Gilbert into the front court. Throws up top to Tabor. Over on the left side to Sorrell. Sorrell give up top to Jones. Over to McGee on the right. Down to Tabor in the corner. Tabor looking for Jones. He's going to be fouled. On the reach-in foul. So Mount Tom will inbound it with 53.6 seconds left. I think they gave that, they gave it to Emmanuel Hoare. That's his first personal foul. That's the 15th foul against West Memphis. Inbound pass goes to Jake McGee. He has the ball knocked away from him and stolen by West Memphis. Going back the other way for the layup. It will be Deion Williams. He gets it, and he draws contact. A blocking foul called on Mountain Home with 45.9 seconds left. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. That is the ninth team foul against the Bombers. So Deion Williams tried to go for the and one. Chris Moore checks out of the game. I believe he was just replaced by Tremaine Sims. And Williams will get the free throw. And it's now an 11-point lead all of a sudden for West Memphis. I believe it's a 14-0 run for them right now. Here is Jones with it on the right side, finding Tabor on the low block. He's going to make a move toward the basket for the layup. Good. He faked his defender out, and he was able to get the layup as a result. Good job by Dawson Tabor. 24-15, back to a single-digit margin. Here is Mitchell into the front court with 20 seconds left. West Memphis will probably hold for the last shot of the half. Now down to 10 seconds left. Mitchell still dribbling up the top. Now he's going to drill down into the lane and finding Lewis going in for the layup. No good. Ball is being knocked around and finally controlled by Williams. He's going to try for a three at the buzzer. No good. And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, after Mount Elm had a 13-10 lead, West Memphis had came back and scored 14 straight before Dawson Tabor got that layup there to cut the margin back to single digits. Our score at the break, West Memphis leading Mount Elm 24-15. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.